SRN News, I'm John Scott. An extradition hearing is underway. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was unruly with officers as he was led into a Pennsylvania courthouse, shouting and struggling. Steps being taken to bring the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate back to New York to face a murder charge. Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says Americans have Israel to thank for weakening terrorist groups that would have eventually attacked the U.S. Bob Agnew reports.
They have been the tip of the spear for us,
often in spite of advice coming from Washington.
And thankfully, Bibi Netanyahu has largely ignored everything that the Biden administration has told him to do.
Ortega says after Biden policies empowered Iran, there's only one reason the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism has seen major setbacks in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria.
Because of the tenacity of Israel and Bibi Netanyahu.
Ortega was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, in Southern California, more than 8,100 homes and other structures are under threat, including more than 2,000 where residents have been ordered to evacuate. Firefighters are battling a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney gives an update to KABC-TV.
Thankfully, we have no reports of serious injuries or fatalities, and this fire is not contained, and we remain under an immediate threat because of the red flag conditions.
It was not immediately known how the blaze, named the Franklin Fire, started. The fire burned amid dangerous fire conditions because of notorious Santa Ana winds. The Dow dropping 24 points, the NASDAQ composite down 25. This is SRN News. Oregon will face insurance companies they'll force them to cover sex change operations.
Beginning in January, both public and private insurers will have to offer a wide range of transgender treatments or risk losing their license to operate in the state. Oregon will be the first state to institute such a rule based on guidelines from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Legal experts say it's highly likely that the new state of affairs will quickly be challenged in court, especially where it is liable to infringe on the rights of religious groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And New York City is suffering from a drought, and that could put a damper on Hanukkah celebrations. A number of synagogues and Jewish organizations traditionally set up outdoor menorahs with actual burning candles, and city officials may ban such displays due to the risk of fire. No final decision has been made, and Hanukkah doesn't begin until December 25th. This is SRN News. Shares of NVIDIA slipped on Tuesday. That's after China said it was investigating the high-flying U.S. microchip company over suspected violations of Chinese anti-monopoly laws.
Chinese regulators appear to be looking into NVIDIA's $6.9 billion 2019 acquisition of network and data transmission company Mellanox. Considered a bellwether for artificial intelligence demand, NVIDIA has led the AI sector to become one of the stock market's biggest companies. Meanwhile, tech giants are spending heavily on NVIDIA's chips and data centers, which are needed to train and operate their AI systems.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Defense Secretary Austin has met with officials in Japan to reaffirm the importance of their alliance and Washington's commitment to regional security as threats arise from China and North Korea. Austin also stressed the U.S. trilateral cooperation with Tokyo and Seoul is crucial. More details at SRNnews.com.